This edition of Hawaii Public Radio's Planet 808 begins a look at Hawaii's increasing risk for wildfire.
The biggest surprise to me when I started this position was the fact that we do have pretty frequent and increasing amount of fire in the state.
Clay Trawernick, UH Manoa Wildland Fire Specialist, says records going back to 1904 show an average 5,000 acres burned per year until the 1960s.
And then it starts kind of jumping up. There's been about a 400% increase in annual area burned just within the past several decades.
20,000 acres per year burning now?
Now, yeah. When we first started looking at this data, some of my colleagues were immediately like, oh my gosh, it's got to be climate change. And we did the analysis, and the biggest factor is right about the 60s, you start to see big drops in plantation agriculture, an area that's actively ranched. And when those operations kind of fold or become smaller, what fills in those lands is these African grasses and tropical fire-adapted invasive shrubs.
They
love it. Yeah, so they burn and then they resprout and they burn again and resprout and burn again. For these areas that are no longer managed, it's just sort of waiting to burn. You know, a few weeks, couple months without rain, and the grasses go from green to yellow to brown, and they're ready to burn. Large landscapes.
Or even Diamond Head?
Yeah, like Diamond Head is actually, I remember talking with one of the National Weather Service friends over there, and he's like, you could probably just use Diamond Head as like a fire risk indicator. You know, when that thing turns brown, you know, it's probably a good signal that the fire danger is high, you know, at least for Oahu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're pretty urban here in Honolulu. Anything we got to do?
You'd be surprised, actually, the highest rates of ignition are on Oahu. So we average about 500 to 600 ignitions per year on this island, which is sort of astonishing that we are literally like off the charts. There's no other place I can find where we have that high of ignition frequency. So the risk is almost constant. And the other part of it is arson. You know, there's about 20% of those incidents that were intentionally set.
Some of the big ones on the west side.
Yes. Ones that we had last year in 2018. I mean, there was a line of ignitions along those roads and those valleys. And the conditions during those fires, moisture in the air was very low. Winds were pretty high. The one that started in Waianae-Kai and the one that started in Makaha actually jumped valleys. So they spread up the ridges and over into the next valleys. We're seeing these fires kind of go beyond what lies within the ability of our fire responders to really handle.
Why Hawaii's wildfires are unique and adaptive measures we can take. Next, Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.